When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm your host, Warren Thompson, and Deadpool 3 has fans super, super excited about what we could possibly see in the movie. We already know it's going to be absolutely bonkers. The writers have already talked about how chaotic it is going to be having Deadpool in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And Ryan Reynolds himself has basically confirmed some pretty big plot points of what to expect from Deadpool 3. But today we have some big news about one huge plot point that we'll see in Deadpool 3 that is going to have a pretty big impact not only on the movie but the MCU as a whole. And we've learned that Mobius from Loki, Owen Wilson's Mobius, is going to be appearing in Deadpool 3 and is going to actually have a major role in the film. And this is awesome. We can never get enough Mobius. Maybe he'll even ride a jet ski in Deadpool 3.
Who had a jet ski? That's what I'd like to do. Just riding around on my jet ski.
Prune him.
They'll most likely save that for some type of a finale for Loki Season 2 or Season 3 or maybe Secret Wars, but if there is any character that can poke fun at Mobius and talk about riding a jet ski and tease him for it, it is definitely Deadpool. So in this video, we're going to talk about how exactly Mobius will be in Deadpool 3, what we can expect from that plot, and also the plot that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have teased us with, and how this will affect the MCU. And of course, if you're new to the channel, be sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you don't miss out on any of the latest videos. So Mobius is going to be in Deadpool 3, and he's going to play a major role in the movie. This report is coming from Daniel RPK's Patreon account. His report specifically says Owen Wilson will have a big role in Deadpool 3. He will reprise his role as Mobius from Loki. Now, if we think about this, this just makes sense. We know that Deadpool is going to be going from the Fox universe into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's kind of Mobius' sole job and purpose to make sure that people don't actually jump timelines and the sacred timeline isn't compromised and no new timelines branch out. But of course, the big question is, if Mobius is still hunting people down, when exactly is Deadpool 3 going to take place? Because at the end of Loki Season 1, the Mobius that we met and knew and kind of fell in love with throughout the entire Season 1 of Loki was kind of reset by the events that took place in the finale. Mobius had no idea who Loki was at the very end. So which Mobius exactly is going to be kind of hunting down Deadpool? Well, logic would tell us that it's the Mobius before he kind of got reset. And the reason why we think that is because of what Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman said when they did a video talking to the fans about kind of what to expect from Deadpool 3. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Logan yet, about to drop some pretty big spoilers for that movie. Also, if you haven't seen it, go see it. But Ryan and Hugh, they specifically told us that they're not going to essentially unkill Logan. They're not going to change the fact that he died in Logan. Which means Deadpool is going to have to pull Hugh Jackman's Wolverine out of some point in time before that. Now, at the end of Deadpool 2 in the post credits, we kind of saw Deadpool doing that already. He did what he called cleaning up the timeline.
Hey, it's me. Don't scratch. Just cleaning up the timelines. Look. Eventually, you're gonna hang up the claws, and it's gonna make a lot of people very sad.
Huh?
But one day, your old pal Wade's gonna ask you to get back in the saddle again. And when he does, say yes.
So Deadpool has already begun to mess up time. So this is the first, we'll call it, offense in the TVA's eyes that Deadpool has committed. So right away, right here, the TVA is going to be after Deadpool. However, we know that he's going to go to the MCU, and we know that before he gets to the MCU, he's going to stop by a lot of other different universes. And like I mentioned before, Ryan Reynolds has pretty much already told us the plot of Deadpool 3 because he's kind of had the plot idea for a pretty long time, even before the Disney Fox deal went down. In fact, in a tweet that he put out on January 28th of 2021, he said, before Disney bought Fox, Deadpool 3 was gonna be a road trip between Deadpool and Logan, Rashomon style, for real. Now, Rashomon was a 1950 psychological thriller movie. The movie is about the murder of a samurai told by different people, and each of them have slightly different perspectives of what exactly happened. So essentially, Deadpool 3 is going to be the story of a giant multiversal road trip between Logan and Deadpool, and each of them kind of telling different stories about what exactly happened. So what exactly does this mean? How does Mobius fit into the picture, and how does this end? We'll talk about that in just a bit, but first, big thank you to Wondery and the official Lord of the Rings podcast for sponsoring this video. Now, I know a lot of you, like me, have watched The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power on Amazon. It's amazing, I loved it. And since you're on my channel right now, you probably love to dive even deeper than just watching the show. And now you can go deeper into the canals of Numenor, the mines of Khazad-dûm, and more with the official The Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power podcast. Host Felicia Day, who many people probably know, and several special guests provide an inside look at the groundbreaking series and what it took to bring Middle-earth to life. Each episode of the official podcast features exclusive interviews with the series showrunner DJ Payne and Patrick McKay, including the very first full breakdown of the incredible season finale. Felicia also goes behind the scenes with the cast and crew to bring you jaw-dropping stories and Easter eggs you won't want to miss. Watch The Rings of Power on Prime Video and listen to all 8 episodes of the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast for free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app right now to listen to The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast. So Logan and Deadpool are going to travel across the multiverse until they eventually get their way to the MCU. However, they're going to have Mobius and the TVA on their backs. Now, obviously, we know that Deadpool 3 is a comedy. A very clever, a very raunchy comedy. And the fact that Mobius and the TVA are going to be involved in Deadpool 3 not only makes sense as far as continuity is concerned in the actual Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it's also pretty dang brilliant. Because now you can actually directly connect Deadpool to the events of Secret Wars. Obviously, Deadpool 3 is just going to be sort of the introduction of Deadpool into the MCU. In fact, it's probably safe to assume that a good majority of the film isn't going to take place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but the good majority of the film will be that road trip between Deadpool and Wolverine, going to different universes as Mobius and the TVA try to track him down. And here's the thing about that. Wolverine and Deadpool are extremely good fighters, and both can be extremely intense. So I don't think the TVA really kind of has a chance against them. So that makes you wonder how exactly Mobius is going to approach them. Is he going to approach them with force at first, sending TVA troops in to try and prune them? He might do that at first, but I'm sure he'll learn pretty quickly that Deadpool and Wolverine don't go down without a fight. In fact, they really kind of don't go down at all. I mean, Colossus ripped Deadpool's body in half and he was still alive, and he grew back the lower part of his body. And of course, Wolverine can heal as well, so it kind of makes you wonder what the TVA could really do against them. So Mobius might actually take more of a calm, talking approach, sort of like he did with Loki. More along the lines of trying to reason with them, probably trying to reason with Wolverine, if we're being honest, since he's a little bit less sarcastic.
Who are you? I'm Batman.
But this is going to be kind of like a buddy cop film. Wolverine and Deadpool are going to be buddies, so Wolverine's not going to go for this either. Now, it's unclear if the TVA is going to be the villains of this. In fact, I'm sure they won't be. I'm sure they'll just be a really good part that's added to this movie to kind of give it continuity in the MCU as far as the sacred timeline is concerned, the multiverse is concerned, and incursions and secret wars. Like I said, this brings Deadpool into Avengers Secret Wars. Because let's face it, Deadpool is chaotic. He's a mess. And he doesn't really care about too much. The things he does care about, he really cares about, but I'm sure he doesn't really care about causing incursions. So I'm sure that by the time he actually gets to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's probably going to have caused some incursions to happen. But I am assuming that by the time that he actually does get to the MCU, this will pretty much be right around the time that Sylvie kills He Who Remains and the multiverse is completely burst open. Or it could even be after that takes place. If Deadpool is traveling to different universes, that could be because the sacred timeline has already burst open. It really depends on how they explain time travel in Deadpool 3 and how they explain the ending of Loki. We'll learn more about that in Loki Season 2. It could be that every universe in the multiverse has its own sacred timeline. Or it could be that the sacred timeline was one universe and the branches are now many different other universes. Again, that is something we'll have to wait and see about. But one thing I do know is I love Owen Wilson, and I loved his character Mobius, and I think he's going to add a really good, not only story to Deadpool 3, but also a lot of really great humor as well. I'm really excited to see Owen Wilson and Ryan Reynolds interact in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But let me know how excited you are about this in the comments down below. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe to stay up to date on all things MCU. For live updates, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.